Past births link we do not move. So maybe it is lives and lives of relationship which is drawing us together.
Why, my God, that would be a blessing indeed. Wow, that's great.
Okay.
I just had the other question I always think about is that nowadays, and I don't know if this was Parampuja Gurudev's time as well, this was especially during freedom fighting time or something like that, why should we feel obliged or do we feel obliged to describe our philosophy and our spirituality in this quote-unquote scientific method that has been invented in the West, you know? Has it been?
No.
Or is it what is that that makes us feel we should experiment, observe, and, you know, as opposed to what we were doing before, what maybe Rishi Vishwamitra was doing or Vasishtaji was doing, you know, so...
What exactly the present method of scientific knowledge is almost since many, many yugas also.
Because
when we talk about Vishwamitra and Vasishtha, we talk them as mantra drashta, who observed.
Right.
So observation is basically the first scientific aspect. Because when Newton observes an apple falling, I don't know how real that story is, of course. But anyway, it suits our purpose. So, when the apple is falling, many people see, but few people observe. And one who observes gets the law. So, actually, the modern science has started utilizing our spiritual laws and approach to matter. And unfortunately, we forgotten its approach to spiritualism. So what we should do is that the scientific effort, especially in the scientific effort, the correction what Parampuja Gurudev always used to do it is, my children, when you read Newton's laws, but you don't know anything about Newton. You read Einstein's laws, but you don't know anything about Einstein. He was born somewhere and he has got his own religious aspects and his other personal physical lives and his interests are different. But when you are reading science, you are not worried about the man, you are worried about the law he has given. Similarly, when we call that Hinduism, when we call it the Sanatana Dharma and the Hindu Dharma, we are not saying that it belonged only to the Hindu cult. It is the Bharatiyas who has discovered it for the first time. So just as the gravitational law is always honored by the quotation as the Newton's law, we say as the Bharatiya mantra. But Bharatiya mantra has nothing to do with the mantra. Mantra is universal. So this aspect we have to stress. So when we call about Hindu Dharma, we are not talking about any religion. And when we are not talking any religion, is the best guarantee is that we say Vedas are Apaurishayas. And Apaurishaya, whenever we talk about some religions, Jainism or Sikhism or other isms, there is a personality behind it. I am not criticizing anything. Anything that is good. Don't doubt about it. In Newton's law is great because he is talking about the, the gravitational force. But how that Apaurishaya aspect, that the universal aspect, it is not the people, but the universal powers that we are being discussed, that knowledge, the Vedas, is the proof that Hindus have more scientific in approach, where the total knowledge of all the mantra drashta is groomed there, and though we have so many chemists, we never say that chemistry belongs to them. That's it.
Do you think that if you look at what these wonderful sages have accomplished, that their power of observation was much keener?
Very keen.
And what has happened that we have lost that ability? It seems like it again, unlike Parampuja Gurudev, that we don't have that ability to observe ourselves, I guess. We find it easy to maybe observe some test tubes and echoes. So I'd love to hear what happened.
No, what exactly happen. The Sanatana Dharma. Again, when I say the Sanatana Dharma or Hindu Dharma, let me always repeat, I am talking about the universal. Okay. All these scientific discoveries, sometimes when I look at it, and somewhere I read about it also, I don't remember the author, he said that all machines and instruments have been developed basing its presence in the human body. For example, a camera, the eye, the telephone, the ear.
Ouch.
So many aspects. And the computer, of course.
The brain, yeah.
The brain. And all of us accept that the most sophisticated computer, it cannot even touch a part of the brain's computer system. So what the spiritual saints or the rishis or sages used to do is, instead of trying to get something mechanical to increase or decrease the sight, for example, the microscope is able to see the small things in a big way, and the telescope you can see something very far, very near. They say that anima and mahima, there are two types of possibilities of molding your powers. Anima, you can see the small one. Anima means small. Mahima means the big thing. So if you can change your consciousness so that your ability to see the finer ones becomes modified, you don't need a microscope. So this is what exactly Guruji used to tell us. Ashta siddhi nava nidhike data sab samardha gayatri mata. And of course for Hanuman we call it asvar dini janaki mata. It is one the same thing. Hanuman is also using that small thing, becoming a small insect and going into the Surasa's mouth and expands his body before entering into the Surasa's mouth. Anima mahima.
So you think really there is that capacity?
There is that capacity. There is the capacity.
I see. So that is real. It's not.
Now what? Just if you can accept that the machines are being developed basing on our parts, naturally it should work like that. And it works like that also. You see this letter, not with letter like this, and you can see something long. What is happening? It is a microscope and that is a telescope. At the same time, you are able to utilize the eyes. So similarly, there are 8 types of siddhis. And then 9 types of treasures which you can get from nature. And this Param Puja Gurudev says that I have seen it. He has demonstrated these powers. And many, many times in his life, if you go through his what we call my legacy about his autobiography, he used...
My
will. वो कहते थे कि हमारा वसीयत और हमारा विरासत. He gives that proof where he has done these miracles, and he always used to tell us. And in my own experience, of course, I can't talk about his, but it is a fact. Especially when healing people and this, certainly we find a difference when we seek his blessings and take medicine. And of course, it is a personal experience. You just can't say, but I have those experiences.
Finally, that's the scientific method, right? If you have the experiences, that's the truth, right? So what is the ultimate goal of gaining a human body then?
That's a...
Because you said no moksha, right?
No.
Before you jump on the ship, think about it.
What Param Puja Gurudev used to tell me, because I was doing my PhD in electrochemistry and I was talking about my electrical problems, electricity problems. He said that the human life is a transition between two consciousness. It is a consciousness from the animal state and a consciousness of the divine state. And the human consciousness is just a bridge. And this consciousness, you have to decide whether you want to be still like the Narapashu. And in that, I am not taking it as a negative way. I am not criticizing anybody as a Pashu.
Okay.
And nor am I gratifying someone as a divine. I am only telling the different states of consciousness. So the man, the Nara, the human being, is a transition state between the Pashus and the Devatas. And this transition state he has to leave. Either he can go back as to the Pashu, and he says, Ahara, Nidra, Bhaya, Maidhunancha. These are the animal characteristics. And what is divine characteristics? The only divine characteristics which we know is it follows a law and it always gives which follows the law. That is divinity, energy. If you know the laws and you follow it, he gives whatever, she or he gives what he wants. So there are, he talks about the five powers in nature for the human being. One is the Prithvi. And when we say the Prithvi, he says, be very careful, I am not talking about the solid Prithvi. I am talking about that Prithvi which has become solid. The essence, the principle, the Prithvi principle. Tattva. And then he talks about the water and water principle. We know the water, but we don't understand the water principle. Then the fire and the Agni principle, the fire principle, and then the air and Vayu principle, and then of course the sky and the sky principle. And there he says that there are only five things which you have to be very careful of. Sky principle is controlled by words, shabda. Akasha principle is controlled by touch. A fire principle, vision. Water principle, taste. Earth principle, smelling. Gandha. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. This is the flow in which we generally remember it as a formula. The five elements, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha. So Parampuja Gurudev says, as a human being, you are supposed to be an expert. And sometimes some lower kind of animals are much powerful than us in that field. For example, an owl can see night, which we can't see. A dog can hear better sounds, what we call the silent vizil, which we can't hear. A cat can see and smell. So Parampuja Gurudev says that the first thing which we should be very careful is we are talking about five principles. But naturally there are thousands of principles already active, and the scientists, spiritual scientists say that there are 1,000 principles which you can learn. Sahasrara, which they call. You have the Muladhara, earth principle, Swadhisthana, the water principle, Manipuraka, the fire principle, Anahata, the Vayu principle, the Vishuddhi is the sound principle. And Parampuja Gurudev says, in your own body, when you have understood that whatever scientific discoveries you are having is in your body, and we talk about the Sahasrara. So there are 1,000 principles which you have yet to learn. You learn only 5. You have 995. And after that, human body, you can understand what is a part of the universe. So it is an ananta, ananta, ananta. So there is no end. The evolution continues.
So learning is the goal.
Goal.
So it's more of a process than an end.
Right. Goal. And no end.
No end. Oh, I see. That's beautiful. So if you look at the world now, I mean, it seems like, you know, yes, we went away from spirituality.
Too much away, because we are not even aware of the five principles. Not about the five. I think I made it clear. When I talk about the principles, I am not talking about the matter, Prithvi, Jala. I am talking about the principles from which this comes. And we have forgotten everything about it.
Maybe you can give me one example of a principle. You know, how do you say the earth principle?
Right.
You say, what does that
mean? Now, let us say, hydrogen atom and we have uranium atom. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of difference between them, and probably it gives the scale of human atoms, physical atoms, because uranium becomes the radioactive and it merges into the energy aspect. Now, when you look at it, whether you take hydrogen, of course you don't have a proton, neutrons, but let us take helium or something where you have the neutrons are also there. So uranium and helium, both are formed by the three principles: the positive energy, the negative energy, and in neutral energy. And now the negative, positive, neutral energy of uranium is certainly different from the positive, negative of helium. This difference is the principle from which you get the helium. From helium principle, you get helium atom. So this condition of two electrons and number of protons and neutrons comes down because it is in the principle of it, whether you call it the consciousness or energy of it. So helium consciousness gives you the helium atom, uranium consciousness gives you the uranium atom. So we talk about the principles means I'm talking about the consciousness.
So it's just the way it combines to actually, so it's all energy.
Come down. And it always comes down in the same form. And that is again, the science gives us something wonderful thing to think about. What we call conservation of energy and conservation of mass. So neither you can remove, nor you can get over with matter. Either matter is converted into energy or energy is converted into matter, but in the end everything is
one. So I'd like to ask two questions. Why did indeed we move away from spirituality? And it seems from where I stand again today, if we look at least the major problems facing the United States and the world, I think
everywhere
definitely energy is coming front and center to our problems. Food and sustenance, I mean, that's coming front and, you know, all this progress in science has actually taken us away. And if you look at everything people are suggesting, we are going back to that fundamental, you know, the suggestion has become vegan, become, you know, don't use, overuse energy and all that. So I just want to know, are we getting, is there a cycle here? Are we getting back into, and how can, maybe what you know, how can that knowledge help those who are seemingly far away from it? So first,
so actually, one of the first questions, what first problem which humanity faces is, are we going back or are we going ahead? That's the fundamental problem in evolution. When we see the scientific evolution and whatever is happening, something miraculous is happening. We are now almost have that Sarvajnatva, the website. Anyone can get any knowledge, whatever he wants, at any moment. Is it not? Sarvajna aspect. And now, the mobile phones and this and that, you can talk anywhere. So what we used to think about sages is now common to all. But the only difference is about the character of the man who is utilizing this tremendous power. And now Parampuja Gurudev always used to say that whenever there is a power generated, always we misuse it. But then it becomes a source of Nobel Prize. Is it not? You understand that the gunpowder he invented, yes, and it was a problem for humanity, but now it has become a source for making you Nobel. And probably his name is also Nobel.
Yeah, it is after Nobel, right?
So Parampuja Gurudev says that you may be worrying that things are going wrong, but no. When a power is discovered, it always means that naturally you use it in a limited way, and you use it in a limited way, it misuse will be there. But later, certainly, it will be utilized purely and correctly.
Oh, really?
So that is what is happening in nature. So don't worry, I am guaranteeing. And my experience, when I say I am saying, I am talking what he used to tell us. I am not saying. But I 100% believe it. This is one of the reasons why I am now suddenly started moving. Because I felt that this knowledge must be told to people. They should know that this is a fact, that these destructions and these negatives and the probabilities of what we saw of the, what is the ozone layer and the carbon dioxide effect, thermal increase. This is only a temporary problems. They will be solved, and certainly humanity is going to become a source by which heaven will manifest on earth.
Oh, good. So this is the fundamental knowledge you would like to share, this optimism that
right.
things are really, even though
and
they don't
let us not say optimism, a certain future,
it's a realism.
Which we realism, that is the correct word, not optimism. Because always Guruji used to say it will happen because even when Einstein, when he was asked, how did you discover your theory of relativity? He said it is some synchronicity with time. If I have not discovered, he gave a number of 12 people, they would have discovered. The only thing is I am first. So Parampuja Gurudev always used to say, why don't you become the first? Why should you become a follower? Lead them. But that is not to say a egoistic leadership,
no.
but a chance to tell people that something beautiful occasion is going to come. And let this time-space continuum be utilized positively.
So you think by giving this knowledge, it immediately sets a spark.
Certainly.
That indeed, you know, the future looks clear.
Very
so
clear.
So then you go along that path of the right.
And 100% not only I believe, I know. Because Parampuja Gurudev has written about more than 3,200 books, individual books, separate books about this science. 3,200 books. And he has translated all Sanskrit literature of Vedavyasa and Patanjali Yoga and all those into Hindi. Because many people don't understand Sanskrit. After that, I was talking to you about what he said about the Panchavirabhadra Sadhana, where he wanted to help the politicians, the business people, the scientists, the artists and the teachers. And these are also linked with the five chakras. The politicians are linked with the earth principle. Say principle, you always be very clear about it. Why I am repeating it, when you are writing it,
it's
you please
earth,
see
yeah.
that I am able to convey. I don't know whether I could convey it or not, but you have a better word power.
No, sir. You have it beautifully. I'll pass it by all of us here so that if I'm missing, again, I said,
it's okay.
You know, so it's always good to say it the right way. It's very important.
So, why he was telling is that if the earth principle is understood, the politicians use it positively because they know how it is going to interact. And then if you know the water principle, business people will be correct. When the fire principle, it is properly understood, science will be correct. And we know that majority of the science discoveries is because of the blast furnaces and all this, because of the Agni. And then when the air principle is understood, the artists, and artists are now most important, kalakar. And then the what we call the Vishuddhi, the sky principle. For 3 years, he has dissolved his body into the fire of consciousness. It was a tremendous, hard and very difficult practice he has done, where he dissolved all his five bodies. And there he wrote that all these 3,000 books and these volumes are the seventh side. And now I am writing 20 books. He sold it KDS, Kranti Dharmi Sahitya. What he said, it is the science of revolution. Whenever something happens, it is a revolution. Those
books.
Small booklets.
20,
yes, 20 books.
Put it in a jacket.
And in these 20 books, he has given a science of thoughts becoming actions, which is converted into habit. Thoughts are converted into actions, it becomes habits, and again habits create your ability to think in another way, and the cycle continues. So the general cycle is a thought, I want to become an engineer. Then you act like an engineer. And then by habit you become an engineer. That's what, and a very simple example he used to give, you wanted to become a driver, a thought. Then you behave as if you are a driver. Then your habit becomes a driver. That is the principle he gives in these 20 books.
So the thought is a
basis. And he says, if you just read these 20 books,
that's all.
And he says, all my volumes on one side, and these 20 books are one side, these are heavier than all those books. So what a chance we have to read so much knowledge with only 20 books. And getting this confidence that thinking makes the situation. And in that also he says the dreams, if you can dream properly, it happens. But he says you should continue the dream. Dream is a thinking. Action is you should act according to the dream. And he always says that is where science succeeds. For example, the dream, a medicine for cancer. They go on acting on it. Someday they will get it. So you should know properly the dream. And in these books also he has given that technique of dreaming properly.
I better take these.
So these 20 books are wonderful books. And I always ask people, you read and read it as a science. What I mean by science, whatever is it at the end, put it into practice and see the result. You get it. He has guaranteed it.
So we should say that in all literature, he applied the same principle as Hanuman, 20 books.
That's beautiful too.
All his literature on one side and these 20 booklets, I think if you can just put those 20 books in one book, it is less than Ernestine MacLean's novel. But I love his novels.
The way you quoted it,
High Eagles Dare.
This is where Eagles Dare.
I haven't read that book. It's very inspirational.
And he mentions hundreds of scientists' work and what they have done in these books. He correlates everything, not only in science, in literature, in psychology, in dreaming processes. And sometimes I feel that his book is more a survey of the entire levels of consciousness by different authors and different writers. When I say writers, not only English. I don't know how he mentions about the Germans and French authors.
I did want to, I don't know if you answered it, but, just to ask you, why did people move away from this treasure trove of spirituality that was there, just to know, so that we don't do it again,
No, that's a very common question.
Yeah.
But Parampuja Gurudev used to say, the question you have to understand like some in India, I'm talking about the timing, please correct it according to this place. Generally in April, May is a holiday. By June they go into the class. And the next March, April, they go for an examination. Yeah. So this is how it happens. So somebody joins now. After 1 year, he goes to the examination and is over. But again, he has to join. And then suppose he asks, so you are thinking that you are going back. You are not.
That's
how he...
I see your point.
That's how he used to explain.
Not to say that you are going away.
Nothing.
You're always there.
And many times what happens, even in 8th class we read Dalton's theory, atomic theory.
Right.
Even in MSc you read atomic theory. It's something like that. So there's nothing going back. But we have to be aware of how we are going ahead. But unfortunately, and again these 20 books help. Wonderful book there is, Manasthiti Badale to Paristhiti Badale. A small book. You can just show her how small book it is. But it confirms and gives you a proof that you change your thoughts, the environment will change. He guarantees it. But generally what he says is, better you think in a group. Naturally. Science is developing because a particular thought is thought by the entire group, cancer group or malaria group or typhoid group or a good, and not a local group, universal group. They all think in the same direction. That's how he gives the examples.
I'll ask you that one last question, or more questions. But so it almost seems like the efforts that science is making is not necessary if we go this path of spirituality.
Right, not necessary.
Is that
100% correct? Because you just think like this. We are talking about the levels of consciousness. Thoughts, emotions, and physical actions. Each man has three levels of consciousness. What we call the physical consciousness, the dream consciousness, and the sleep consciousness. क्या है?
दूध
गर्म है,
जरा
कम कर दो और ज्यादा गर्म करो, ऐसा रहे कि हमारा जीव जल जाए, जलाओ।
आपके से वैसे ही आग निकलती है।
आपका हाँ, सो व्हाट आई वाज टेलिंग अबाउट इज वी हैव द फिजिकल लेवल, द ड्रीम लेवल एंड द स्लीप लेवल। नाउ यू रिमेंबर दिस, द एक्सपीरियंस व्हाट यू गेट इन ड्रीम कॉन्शियसनेस, you dream that you have got it in a period of 30 years of some activity.
Okay.
But when you get up, what happens? You will find only 2 minutes are over.
Yeah.
Now I'm telling you about why we don't spend so much time in research. For that I'm giving you the example. But when you sleep, you are beyond time. Then what happens? You slept, you woke up. What happened between? The time is not aware. So if you go this level of Gayatri Mantra, what happens? The time is speeding up. So what happens? You are getting, suppose you want to do some 20 years of scientific research. If you can go to the level of dream state, don't you think in 2 minutes you will get the answer? But you are exerting 20 years. We should be very, Parampuji Gurudev always to say, don't misunderstand, I am telling you that you are not to experience 20 years.
Yeah.
You experience it in a little time. There is a lot of difference. And suppose you go to the samadhi state or the sleep state, then you think and it happens. So this is the logic where the science must understand that conquering time is a possibility. And our daily life of dreams and sleep proves it. So why not go and evolve in that way? And for that, Parampuja Gurudev says, the 88 letters of Gayatri Mantra, 888. These are the 8 levels of siddhis in the physical, dream, and that sleep state. And he gives it a beautiful explanation in those two books, Jivan Devata Ki Sadhana Aradhana, Jivan Sadhana Ka Swarnim Siddh. The small booklets he gives the explanation with one basic book on Adi Shakti Gayatri. So all this he has given in such small booklets. Why I am repeating it? If you can just convey people that such wonderful, simple booklets are there and they read it,
That's it.
Well, something maybe what he wants happens quickly with your help.
Actually, that's so beautiful. I think I have perhaps addressed, I mean, I'm looking at the questions and I'm seeing, but I just want to go through it because Sanjay ji has some fabulous questions
Okay.
here. How thoughts affect human behavior, you talked about that a lot, and what affects thoughts, you talked about that a lot. What is scientific spirituality, you talked about that a lot. How spirituality could help achieve more with less, you talked about that a lot. Again, I think you talked about it, but maybe I'll ask you specifically, I think this will be really good. Any tips for youth to become happier and more productive?
Now, Parampuja Gurudev used to say that youth, do you mean about the age or his mental makeup? So, Parampuja Gurudev always used to talk about the mental makeup. He never used to talk about the youth in a physical consciousness. But anyway, youth is youth, whether you call it a mental makeup or a physical makeup. So, Parampuja Gurudev always used to say that youth should brace his life on three fundamental principles. What the astrologers call it as the Aquarian age. We are going through Aquarian age, that is what. And Parampuja Gurudev, I don't know whether it is some related statement or not, he was born in Aquarian Lagna. His Rashi is different, of course. So these are the three points. One is unity, that is universal unity. Let us not worry about the castes, creeds and sexes and this. We are human beings and the entire humanity is one. And number two, we should think about peace and then a brotherly love. These three concepts to lead, Parampuja Gurudev says, of course, this is very wide sweeping statements. It is very difficult for a single individual, a young individual staying in some particular locality, to think about this. So what Parampuja Gurudev says is, you think that the entire planet Earth has its source through sun.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt about it.
Right.
And you are also a part of the sun.
Right.
So, in his second volume of this revolutionary science, Krantidharmi Sahitya says, you link up with sun's emotions, not with the physical body. That is Savita. The physical body is called Surya. Savita, we call it the emotional body, Devata. You feel it, and when you feel it, it enters your body through three levels, what he calls the sthula, sukshma, and karana, the three levels of consciousness, the physical, subtle, and causal, sthula, sukshma, karana. So he always, and this we should stress, that he should try to imagine a golden rays. The color is very important.
Oh.
And in Sri Sukta also, Hema Malini, and Hema, Hema means golden color. Sri, Samruddhi is always based on golden color. So Puja Gurudev used to say, you imagine that through your navel, through your heart, and through your pineal gland, the golden color is coming, and it is falling in your body. And now what happens? In external world, the sun rays fall on moon, and moon generates the herbs. Many Ayurvedic people and scientists also say it is not the sun rays, but the sun rays coming from moon which gives you the longevity. So he says you try to feel that the moon rays of nectarian moon rays is coming out of you. And you always think continuously like that, that you are, the sun is falling on you, and the cool, peaceful rays are going out and creating a peaceful and cool atmosphere around you. If you could just do it, and here Param Puja Gurudev used to give us a lot of consciousness in doing the time zone, very consciousness. He says, that I can give you concession, you have to do this only 24 hours per day. Why? He said, it is always happening whether you are aware or not. A tree is growing whether you are aware or not every minute. Your consciousness is also growing. You are not aware of it. So the sun rays are coming, the golden rays are coming, the three centers are awakening. And these nectarian, lovable, peaceful, cool rays are coming out of my body and creating peace and harmony in that world. So this is the message what I want to give to youth. And of course, they should concentrate on what they are learning, not just meditating. This is just a scientific aspect. Just as your breathing is continuously going all the 24 hours and all that, the moment the breath stops, you are gone. Similarly, if this meditation is stopped, the spiritual power is gone. So with that, the youth.
And I do like this other wonderful thing also that you asked. Rephrase it into, he says, how is spirituality related with innovation and creativity? So the question is, what does innovation mean also? I would be interested to know. It seems like it's all there. So can we innovate? Can we be creative?
In Gayatri Mantra, there are 24 letters. Tat Savitur Varenyam, 8 letters. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, 8 letters. Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat, 8 letters. The creative aspect of the mind is developed by the last 8 letters, Dhiyo Yonah Prachodayat. And the innovative aspect, when the difference between creative and innovative is, generally in science, what I understand, if you correct it, it's okay. Creativity is what we expect. Innovation is, while you are doing this creative activity, something happens. It becomes innovative. Suddenly you invent. But innovative invention is also is a part of the mind, but we are not prepared for it. It suddenly happens. And both these are given by the 88 letters of Gayatri Mantra. And the real Gayatri Mantra, Tat Savitiruvare, it comes from the sun, the Savita. So the innovative and creative aspects are also developed by this meditation on sun. But you should know how to utilize these 8 letters. And there is a figure he has given in Gayatri Mahavigyan, the Acharanyasa. where these letters activate which part of the body. And many people say, my friends used to ask me, how do you say that words influence your body? I say, Om, you see. You can feel it. And this is Sahasrara, this is Anahata, and this is Manipuraka. So Om, as I told you in the beginning, Sthula, Sushma, Karana. So Om relates all these things. So the best way to develop creativity and innovative power is say Om. But Parampuja Gurudev says, Om, this becomes active. But how do they act? It expands as Bhurbhuva Svaha. And this expansion on the thought fourth plane, Tat Savitur Varenyam. On the emotional plane, Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. And on the physical plane, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. And he gives the signs, Acharanyas.
I think we have probably covered things we have said here. Again, he asks about current challenges of modern, maybe you will ask that as well. Kind of you answered that already, but looking at the current challenges of modern society, what do you think the future is? Short term, medium term, long term? I know you said it's all positive.
It is an infinite time.
That's...
We have to understand that everything is infinity. Your role is, of course, part. It doesn't matter, but if you know your part, you already become a part of the infinity.
So it seems like that's the most important thing, is to know where you are.
Correct. That's very perfectly right.
So any special message to our readers that you would like to convey? I did hear that...
No, it's okay. What I want to convey people is, number one, what we are now missing is, we know a lot about health, but we don't do anything for health. So first we should concentrate and be active in improving our health. Many people know asanas help, walking helps, some gymnastics, they help, they know, but nobody does it. So first is concentrate on health. Because whatever strenuous work you want to do, health must be 100% all right. So, concentrate on health. The second point, what I wanted people know is, to which family you belong. When I say family, I'm not talking about the physical family. I'm talking about the knowledge family. Whether you belong to the organic family or the inorganic family, or you belong to the nuclear family, or you belong to the Sai Parivar, or you belong to the Gayatri Parivar, in the same thing. So, you should know to which family you belong. And third point, your role in the family, what you are going to learn and what you want to give. This first you take, until MSc we go on taking. But after post-graduation you start research, and then maybe we are giving so many things. Similarly in science also, Parampuja Gurudev gives the 24 levels of consciousness, the 24 letters. And very clearly he mentions it in this book, what he says, third and fourth, Yugecha Pratibha Parishkar. There he gives these 24 levels of consciousness of human talent. Yugecha Pratibha means talent. And Prakar Pratibha, he says a very nice example. He says there are so many solar rays, hundreds and we don't know, infinite solar rays coming from sun. It has heat and light wherever it falls. But you put a small magnifying lens there. We are not worried about the thousands of rays. Only when you say the proportion, very minimum rays are concentrated. But suddenly what happens? The fire comes. And what does the fire do? It can do two things. A small fire can burn a village, or it can create a furnace and a factory. So, you should know your role in the family to become a fire, Agni. And that process of how to do it and modify it is Yajna. Many people don't know that it modifies thinking process and talent process. So, these levels he gives in those two. That's why I say I love these 20 books. I say, you should forget all books. I have read so many psychologists and I have read so many things, of course, it is not so material. But I am sure that whether you want to become a good economist, a good physicist, a good numerologist, astrologer, a good numerologist, all these 20 books will guide you. That's sure of it. The only thing is you have to, he gives the principles, you have to apply it. And he has given that methodology also. He has given it.
You just have to take the time.
And if the Parivar unites, this book Parivar, this book Parivar, it is a wonderful thing which we could have achieved. And even Lokavani must do that.
God's grace, you are a blessing, sir. That would be awesome. Oh my God, this is so wonderful. At least I really naturally am honored and touched that you took so much time to talk to me, sir. Really, this was tremendous. Is there anything else you would like to add and ask? Or...